the black bird is stuck on alarm. This is neither the lip nor the centre, just a point on the earth's fascia where you landed and settled. Sky stretches through everything, even the space within your body is filled with it, so the red kite circling, eyeing the hedge for small movement, also spirals inside your ribs. The river that passes the village also moves sideways through your waist. You can still feel the cow with bony hips and jutting shoulders that stepped past your window in Pi years ago, how her hooves hit the mountainside. If the future is waiting, the past and present coexist. When you lift your chin in frustration at the daily boredom of repeated tasks, you also sit in the absolute dark of a cave, listening to your companions sing. You jump from a boat to an Orkney pier in your teenage body that held both more and less fear than this.